Dirty Point Buck. Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Tim, I've written this down in two segments, and I forgot about it, so we're going to start with it this time. We were talking off air about the little promotion we'd like to do with the Grilling Guys and Sobey Meats, in that if you walk into Tim's store on Remembrance Road, and we'll get you the address here in a minute, and you mentioned that you heard this broadcast on the Grilling Guys, Tim's going to put you in a drawing, right?
Yep. So today is Saturday, so it starts today through next week, Saturday. And say you heard this on the Jethro station.
Right.
And whoever that is, tell them, you know, your name and phone number. You'll be in a drawing to win a $50 Sobey Meat gift card.
Wonderful.
So just something to promote people listening to Jethro and the Grilling Guys.
Wow, that's very generous of you, Tim. Very generous. And that $50 card will buy you a couple steaks, because meat prices are higher than balls on a giraffe right now. Yeah. So but that's nothing that's unique to your shop. That's everywhere. But we'll talk about that in a minute, too. But I want to get back to these big old yard birds, these 6-7 pound whole chickens I saw in your meat case. You just can't get these things everywhere. You've got to go to Sobey Meats to get them. Tell me about why you brought them in and what the benefit is of them.
Typically, we'll have, they're actually a 7 to 9 pound
there you are.
Bird.
I knew they
a little
were big.
Bit. Yeah. Right. So these, we got a special deal on them. And we grabbed, I don't know, 10, 12 cases, took everything they had just to have a good item for our customers to get. The beauty of a bigger bird like that is, and some people may think, oh, yeah, they've got steroids or growth hormones. No, they do not. So that bird gets bigger because it is on the planet longer. And it has a time, it has a chance to actually get some fat on it and taste like a good old chicken.
Right.
So those smaller 3.5-4 pound birds, they're killed a little bit younger. They didn't really have a chance to get that fat going on them. But,
right.
Especially if you roast one whole, I'm telling you, even the breast meat is so juicy and so
right.
flavorful.
Yep. So tell me, give me two or three tips about roasting one of those then.
So if you want to do one on a grill is great. Or if, you know, we got October here, you get that spitting rain, snow afternoon, and you're watching the Lions right. lose again, and you got that bird in the oven, we'll just do an oven roast.
Okay.
And a good 350, I like that skin to crispen up.
Right.
And I use a digital thermometer, as you know, I live and die by them. Put it in the breast meat, and chicken, yes, has to cook to 165. On the bone, I'll run my birds to like 185, maybe even to 190. Then that meat wants to pull off the bone a little bit easier.
Right.
And again, that breast meat still is juicy at that point.
Right. And that, and you get, you know, unfortunately, if you don't know what you're doing, you've cut open a chicken before and you got those bloody joints, right? I mean, because that's where it cooks the last,
yep.
is and slowest, is right down there in those joints. And it isn't good for you, but it wouldn't kill you, but it's just unappealing.
Right.
Right. So that's why you got to use that digital thermometer again that we're talking about and get it done to that doneness. And again, what Tim just said, that 190, that seems like it's hot for a chicken, but you'll get really crispy skin and it'll be tasty.
Yeah. And it won't dry it all out
right.
either.
Yeah. Yep. So, Tim, tell me why chicken wings are three times the cost of chicken breast.
The old adage, supply and demand.
Yep.
So back years ago, as a young meat cutter and growing up in the big metropolis of Martin, Michigan, you couldn't give chicken wings away. Now the chicken is raised for the wing. Everything else is a byproduct. I've been saying this for 3-4 years now. Sooner or later, people are going to start catching on and cooking drumsticks instead of wings. They're like a quarter the cost. You can still do your favorite wing topping, a rub, a sauce, whatever that is.
Right.
And you can eat 30, 40 of them, you know, yeah. and wash it down with a cold brew.
Right.
But do them up different ways, and you're getting a lot more meat, and it's just a great value.
Yeah, it is. And they, it's almost, it's better meat, in my opinion. You're not picking through bones and all the other stuff that are in those wings. But, yeah, you know, I get it. It's one of those things. They got whole restaurants around the damn things, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way that works. So if we're moving down beyond the yard bird, let's talk about some of that maybe specialty meat that isn't common in the big stores, or certainly it's something that you guys work with. I mean, maybe like a little lamb and some of the other veal maybe from time to time and things. Is that readily available? I mean, do you have to search to get that, or can you just find it from your growers and purveyors?
Typically, lamb and veal we have all the time.
Right.
And as I say, BC, before COVID, you know, there was no issues. And manpower is the issue with just about everything right now. And lamb has been one of those. So there have been some shortages with domestic lamb. If you've never tried domestic lamb, I would really encourage you to try it.
Versus because, like New Zealand?
Yes.
Okay.
So, and some people say, oh, imported lamb. But to me, it's an open range, wild raised creature like that. Domestic lamb has a beefy quality about it. And the legs of lamb and chops, it's almost like you're eating a piece of prime rib.
Wow.
So they're feeding them oats and other things that the meat just comes out so much sweeter and more flavorful. Yes, it's more money, but I'd rather spend more money, eat what really tastes good.
Amen.
You don't even need mint jelly on it. And the mint jelly just covers up.
Camouflages the part from New Zealand that's all real strong tasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And if I wanted to eat mint jelly, I'd get a piece of toast.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't want it on my meat. I get it. So, but that's cool. And people are a little bit afraid of lamb. I tell you, one of my favorite, again, this is deer season. I'm thinking deer camp. For years, I would get lamb chops from you, and we'd marinate them in an olive oil, garlic, some of the other aromatic herbs for 48 hours, and then throw those on our smoking hot grill. And they're and I called them lolly chops.
Yep.
Right. I mean, they're Frenched. They got the bone in them. It's like a 2-bite chop. But oh man, are those good? And I have more guys that said, I hate lamb. I'm like, well, okay, I'll eat yours.
Yeah.
You know, and then they see everybody else just plowing them back. Like, well, I'll try one of those. And like you said, it's a beefier flavor.
Yeah.
There's no strong smell. There's no strong flavor to it. It's just damn good.
Yes.
And so if you've not tried lamb chops, simple recipe. You look up a marinade, a lamb marinade. They're on the internet. I don't have any secret to it, but they're olive oil based, lots of garlic, you know, rosemary, thyme, that kind of stuff. Submerge those in a Ziploc bag. Let them set in your fridge for a day or two. Won't hurt them at all. Let them warm up. Get a lot of that oil off because you don't want the flash-ups on your grill. But set them on a plate for an hour and then grill them quick. You need a minute on either side, maybe, and then they're just wonderful.
Hot, fast, and ready to go.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, I married one of those. But oh, crud. But anyway, so the veal, where is people? I think that's a very overlooked meat, which is veal translates to young steer.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's actually the cleanest meat there is because every veal is 100% tested to make sure there's nothing in it. Okay. And it's a real small window. And just like babies when they're born, they get, antibiotics to start them out with to get them going. They might do that with a calf. But if they get over 200 pounds, then they're considered a feeder, and they're no longer veal. So it's a small window, get them big enough, their system is cleaned out.
Well, they're like born at 100, too. So, yeah, that is a small window.
It's a very small window, but they're very, very succulent to eat. And there were horror stories of how they used to raise them in the past. That does not happen.
Right.
And it's just a real fine thing to get a hold of. So the taste is beautiful on them. If you've never tried them, give that a try too.
Right.
So just beautiful baby beef is what it is.
Yeah, and it's so tender. I mean, fork tender. You just it's just wonderful. So you mentioned pot roast. Okay, that brings back cringes in my world because my mom used to make it in a pressure cooker. And it was burned on one side, and then she'd flip it over and burned on the other. Bless her heart, man. I grew up healthy.
Yeah.
But it was something that I just wasn't my favorite meal. Now, I love it. And but what would be your recommendation on cooking a pot roast?
I'll usually not burn it on both sides, but give it a good sear.
Right.
And I always season, Tim's Blend. That's my go-to.
Right.
And so I'll give it a good sear to keep those juices inside. Then whatever you want to throw in, which there's the beauty of the pot roast, is carrots, onions, celery, potatoes, throwing it all together and let it cook low and slow. And,
right.
And basically want to fall apart.
Some sort of covered pot or a Dutch oven or something like that.
Yep. The crock pot, whatever that is.
Right. Yep.
And the chuck, to me, is the go-to pot roast. That's the best.
Right.
You can get a round bone or a boneless English cut is a little bit leaner.
Right.
But that stringy, good, beefy taste in chuck roast, hard to beat.
Yeah, just brown. Yep. Is all I can think of. It's just this wonderful brown color. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to go to my favorite end of the meat counter, and that's where the jerkies and the other good, tasty cured meats are. Meat sticks are. So stick with us. We'll be back.